BS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Time now for your morning update for this Friday, March 15th. That is brought to you this morning by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in around golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, our weather for today, there is a wind advisory. If you're going to be traveling, we're going to have gusts up to 50 miles an hour today, otherwise partly sunny and 54. Windy and cloudy again tomorrow, 42, and to wrap up your weekend, St. Patrick's Day, windy and cloudy, and 30 degrees your expected high. Well, the final spring flood outlook for the National Weather Service says the Red River of the North has a 25% chance of rising above flood stage this spring. 50-50 mark, by the way, is 22.3 feet. Now, dry conditions have persisted with little to no snow pack across the basin, resulting in a continued very, very low flood threat. Well, Governor Tim Walz has officially signed a bipartisan bill into law designed to get school resource officers back into schools across the state of Minnesota. The bill would fund training, establishes clear duties for SROs, and requires the Peace Officer Standards and Training Group to develop a model policy. The bill also clarifies a law passed last year, which limited when SROs could restrain students in schools. It led to the departments across the state, including Moorhead, to pull their officers from school buildings because they were worried about legal issues. Latest version of the bill clarified that officers are not school employees and therefore are not subject to staff's tighter restrictions. However, the ban on chokeholds will remain. Well, many future University of North Dakota students went online Wednesday night, eagerly anticipating the chance to select their living accommodations for their freshman year. They were then dismayed to see a message indicating that there were simply no more rooms available. This sent many parents into crisis mode. Posts littered Facebook groups for UND friends and family. Fortunately, VP of Student Affairs Art Malloy says the panic is not merited. There's housing that's still available. We're going to make sure that all our new students have housing. Factors contributing to the error message, including an earlier rollout of the housing portal and the steady increase in enrollment at UND. Malloy says the incoming students should be able to get their housing squared away this coming Monday. In the meantime, he has a message for everyone affected by the situation. I want every parent to know that all they need to do is call our housing office and we'll respond to every issue, every concern that they have. Minnesota Department of Transportation allocating $81.5 million to fund 15 projects aimed at enhancing freight mobility, safety, and intermodal connections statewide. Funded through the Minnesota Highway Freight Program, the projects will span various transportation modes, including roads, ports, airports, and railroads. The funding, designated for projects in state fiscal years 2026 through 2028, will support initiatives in MnDOT rest areas in several counties. We'll be back with more news right after this. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now with the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. While model and photographer Patty Boyd is selling handwritten lyrics and personal letters that reveal her relationships with late Beatle George Harrison and guitarist and singer Eric Clapton. Boyd, who turns 80 on Sunday, was married to both musicians, inspiring songs such as Harrison's Something and Clapton's Wonderful Tonight and Layla. More than 100 lots, including jewelry, clothes, photographs, handwritten lyrics, and drawings by Harrison, are for sale in the Patty Boyd collection, which runs for auction online at Christie's until March 22nd. If I had one big treasure chest that explained me and my life, all these items there would be in it. These are all examples of the wonderful life I've been living, Boyd told Reuters at a press preview yesterday. And finally, in sports, NHL last night, Marc-Andre Fleury had 16 save shutout as the Minnesota Wild blanked Anaheim 2-0. Wild play the Blues tomorrow. College hockey NCHC quarterfinals start tonight at the Ralph. UND hosting Miami of Ohio in the best of three series. Major League Baseball spring training. Minnesota Twins lost to Toronto 5-1. Yesterday, they play the Red Sox tonight at 5:05. And finally, UND men's basketball. B.J. Ohmad intends to enter the transfer portal. He was the Fighting Hawks' leading scorer, was named the All-Summit League first team. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you this morning by Rumor Sports Bar and Casino in the Grand Cities Mall. If you can't make it to any of the UND games this weekend, head on over to Rumors to watch your favorite team, the UND Fighting Hawks, play wall-to-wall TVs. You know what? Today, you can go get any pizza for just $9. Enjoy the Fighting Hawks. Play a little bingo. Do a little gambling. Have a great time, and you might as well chase that pizza down with their world-famous beer tower. And in fact, you know what? Head on over there today when you're done partying with us at our anniversary. Make sure to catch Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema tonight at 9. And like I mentioned, it's Grand Forks Best Source's 4th anniversary on St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to celebrate all day today. Stop in and say hi, have a snack and a beverage, hang out, help us celebrate. Thank you all for 4 incredible years. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. We know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.